You're listening in to a recorded phone call that I made as I continue to conduct my fakeology research. It's unedited, unscripted, and may have a few nuggets of information you may find interesting. I always ask permission to record calls I make. Listen in to our weekly broadcast most Saturday nights at 9:11 p.m. at fakeologist.com. Now, on with the call.
Please hold while I try to locate the person you are calling.
Hello, England.
Hi. It's fine out here, and it works. Can you hear me?
Hey, hold on one sec. Let me switch my Bluetooth. Hello, England. Hello.
Hi, yeah, you're right.
Hello. Who is this, Skylarkin?
Yes, that's me.
Is that a girl? How are you?
I'm not bad. Just watch The Purge for research purposes, obviously.
Oh, The Purge, that's the movie?
Yeah, I've just watched the election year one.
Where are you from, Skylarkin?
Birmingham, UK.
Birmingham. What's your first name?
Well, I don't know if I should say. Okay, it's Heather.
Oh, it's Heather. Okay. Well, unless you want to be called Skylarkin.
Oh, yeah, please.
okay, no problem. No problem. I just am not used to calling someone Skylarkin, but you can call me Ab is my pseudonym, too. Everyone likes Ab, the name.
Oh, Ab. A-B.
Yeah. Someone called me A-B, and I said, no, that means Ab. You don't call me A-B. You call me Ab. Whatever works. So I wasn't gonna try out the number from my side. I was waiting for someone like you, and I didn't set it up right because I didn't pay attention. So I'm glad you tested it out. You seem to be coming in loud and clear.
Yeah, it was perfect. Because the first time it was just saying we need to connect you, and then it went dead. But this time it was like there was some background music while you were waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it worked, which is good.
So you can call anywhere in the UK toll-free, is that right?
Yeah, in the UK, anywhere, it's free. And this looked like it was a London number.
In fact,
it was 0203, London 0208, I think, but it's like a national number, so it doesn't cost anything, I don't think.
So what numbers could I have left off at the beginning? Could I have left off the 023?
No, that's perfect. I think it needed a zero from what I remember.
Okay.
Because it started 203, I can't remember, and it just needed a zero to start with, I think. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you had no problems dialing it then? No problems at all?
No, it was easy to dial. Yeah.
Okay, because I want to get more people on my channel talking, so I thought I'd get a phone number in as many countries as I could, because I think most people can call their own country without paying anything.
Yeah, that's a brilliant option, actually, because with the Discord, I'm quite new to it, and sometimes when I see people in, like I want to chat, but sometimes because it's well, I know it's live all the time, but sometimes I just wanted to listen in, but it's nice to have that option to call as well, like you say, you know.
Yeah, well, the only problem is I can only conference you when I'm in my studio. If I'm on the road like I am now, then
yeah,
you can only talk one-on-one with me, and it is not broadcast. So this is just a private call. I am recording it. All my calls are recorded, so I could use it later, but it's not broadcast live. Yeah.
No, it's good to record it because you never know, do you?
Well, no, I just want to use it. It's not that I'm trying to protect anybody. I just want to use it for my broadcast because I don't talk BS. Whenever I talk fakeology and I like to, I don't talk about the weather so much and it's not going to be a personal call.
Oh, I know what you mean.
It's going to be for broadcast. So anything you talk about, I want to have it fakeologist related. That way others can listen in and enjoy.
Yeah, of course. Is there a way of can you listen muted, though? Or is it best just to listen on the site rather than on Discord, if you know what I mean?
Well, I do have two radio audio streams, fake11.com/stream1, which is my main broadcast. And fake11.com/stream2, which is the audio chat. And listen on any computer or phone to those channels, and nobody even knows you're listening. There's no logging in. You just listen like a radio station.
Yeah.
So now, because you're calling on the phone, this is not being broadcast, and nobody can listen to this except later on, if I edit it and put it on the website, then you'd have to find the file and play it off the website.
Yeah, sure, I get you. That's cool. Yeah, it's a really...
How did you find Psychologist?
It was from listening to PK, and you were on PK's channel. And I think I'd even come across you years ago, but it was on YouTube, and then... I don't know, because I've got lots of YouTube channels, and sometimes some of them that I don't listen to regularly or pay attention to, they just kind of disappear, so I just totally forgot. But I was reminded when you were on PK, so...
Well, I'm a Patreon of his, Patreon.
Yeah.
And therefore, I think I'm going to just... He always starts when I go to work, so it's not a good time for me, but I just like to get on there for maybe 10 minutes because just to say hi, and he's pretty popular, so I'm glad that was a good move because obviously you figured it out.
Yeah.
And came over. Not too many people.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you just heard my name and typed it in to Google, I'm guessing.
Well, yeah, you were talking on there. You went on the panel and and then I just followed the directions because you said how to get to you. You were on Discord, and because I've noticed YouTube, a lot of the people that I follow, they're just not there anymore. They've gone over to BitChute or Library, or so now I've had to like look at other ways really.
Have you heard of fakeotube.com?
Yeah, I went over to Fakeotube. I did look at a few of your videos, yeah.
Yeah, I just put up my favorite stuff.
Yeah.
It's obviously not YouTube, but I try and put on my favorite stuff, and hopefully it'll be interesting to people.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's an interesting time, you know. It's a lot of... Because, I mean, it's been like 13 years that I've been into like alternative media. So
yeah. Do you mind telling me how old you are?
No, 44. I don't mind.
Oh, that's a good age.
Yeah.
Well, you know how old I am.
I don't.
I'm 53. I can't believe I'm saying that. That number seems like an old person.
That's how I feel with 44. But you don't sound it. You sound like a spring chicken.
Yeah, well, I don't look like a spring chicken. That's why I don't do video. I got a face for radio. That's fine. I like to keep up the illusion.
Yeah.
I can look however you want me to look.
Well, exactly. Same here, so that's fine.
You sound like a cute bird. But I don't need to see you either because I can just dream about you.
Exactly. That's why voice works.
Yeah, voice is great, isn't it? Actually, this is a pretty good line, all things considered. It's pretty good quality.
It is a really good line, honestly. I wouldn't think that we were so far away.
Yeah, it seems to be good latency, which means when you talk, it's right there. It's not no delay, which is good.
Yeah.
I was thinking, so you've been in 13 years. You've been doing this kind of research longer than I have. What started you into it, and when did you start? Or what did you start with, I mean?
Well, what got me into it was a friend of mine that I used to work with. We're still good friends now. But she's the one that woke me up, to be fair. I was kind of, I honestly had no idea. And I worked with this woman, and we were really good friends. And the first thing she showed me was Vigilant Citizen's website. You know,
Vigilant Citizen, yeah.
Yeah, and it was the Rihanna video umbrella. And she showed me that, and then that was it. I mean, I've gone through deeper rabbit holes than she has. I mean, I'm sure I do her head in now, but it's just so funny because she'll say to me all the time, she'll say, it's just crazy how you just ran with it, you know, because after that.
What was wrong with the umbrella video? I don't know that. What is that?
With umbrella, well, basically, I think Vigilant was saying it was just a satanic kind of initiation for Rihanna.
Sure.
At the time, to initiate her into the music business, and so it was like the Rihanna, and then it was Beyonce. So it was all the popular culture things and films that I saw.
So they got to show all. She has to show all the satanic nonsense just to be promoted. That's her dues, in other words.
Yeah. It's like she made a pact or whatever. So that's what I was interested in first. It was like
Did you ever think that Rihanna could be a boy?
Do you know, only lately I've thought that. I'd say the past few years.
A bloke, You call them blokes, don't you?
Yeah, a bloke, yeah. Or a geezer. A geezer. But
a geezer? Oh,
yeah.
I never heard that. Is that an old man?
Well, no, a geezer is any man, but it's an old-fashioned term, though, geezer.
We use geezer over here for
Do you really?
Old man. Well, nobody talks like that now, but I'd call an old guy an old geezer. But I guess that's an old man. Yeah. I guess geezer means the same thing. You old geezer, you.
That's
what I would say. Yeah, I got that. That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got into it. So she could be a bloke, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't stop seeing him as a bloke.
Yeah,
crazy.
I'm like that with some people as well, especially looking at the necks, you know, like a lot of the newscasters here in the UK, a lot of them, the females, they look male to me now. Now that I sort of have that idea. But Mr. E was brilliant because he was back recently.
Him.
Yeah, did you see his new channel, Slave New World? But he's been taken off again.
Yeah, I download as many as I could. Can you hold on one sec? Just hold on one sec for me.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Hello.
Hiya.
Hold on.
Can you hear me?
I want to get my Bluetooth back. Get my new Bluetooth still. Get back here, Bluetooth. Hold on a sec.
It's okay.
Hold on one sec. All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's Sky Larkin?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So you went into Umbrella and Rihanna, and then what next? What did you do next on that?
9/11, which I thought was weird anyway, but it was into that and the political stuff, really. And then I just knew everything was bullshit, you know, everything that I knew, everything that I was watching or paying attention to. I was just very sceptical about it. And then I dabbled with Flat Earth for a bit, admittedly.
Yeah, Flat Earth doesn't take us too far. I did as well. I know what you mean.
But that was only because a lot of people that were sort of, you know, free-thinking were into the Flat Earth. It was very difficult to just have conversation, you know, because I love Russian vids, so that's where I got into Russian vids, but he was very preoccupied with the Flat Earth. I realised that a lot of the channels through him were all Flat Earth channels, so I did get into
that. Do you think it was discredit by association? Where they just, in 2015 is when it started, and they just kept talking about Flat Earth ad nauseum. And then in the same breath, they would switch right over to NASA being fake and moonwalk.
Exactly.
So Simon Shack's theory was it's discredited by association.
Yeah, absolutely, because every single thing I noticed at the time was linked to Flat Earth anyway, because they'd find these fuckers would find a way to link it to that. And
put Flat Earth in every title.
Everything, and it became very cultist, and that's why I turned against it, because I realised it was as bad a cult as, like, the Cabal, you know. It was just like that, because you couldn't, especially watching Beyond the Imaginary Curve, that was the fucking worst, because if anybody came in and said anything that was, and they were just trying to have a debate about it, or everyone would turn on it, and that's when I noticed it, and I've saw the hypocrisy and how full of shit people were. So, you know, that just changed my view on it, really. I just thought, I don't even give a shit whether it is or not. I didn't like the cult behaviour. It was too fucking weird. So I'm glad that I got out of that, because, to be honest, my interest was because there were other people to speak about all the things that I was interested in, but they were all preoccupied with Flat Earth. So, but it's so funny how it's just died the past couple of years. It's just, no one really seems to talk about it, or maybe because I'm not, I have no interest in it anymore. I don't know, but it just seems.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not too interested in it either. I'm not. I still haven't made a decision one way or the other. It just appears that it's pretty hard to verify anything, and that's why they talk about it, because they know that you cannot verify it really in any way. I know the Earth is flat where I am.
Yeah.
Within 50 miles, everything is pretty flat with the odd kill here and there, but it's Simon,
exactly,
who I like a lot.
And they didn't seem very tolerant of people like myself, who would say, well, I don't know. And don't you not know, really? Because really what, especially like certain channels like Dells and like Nathan Oakley, they just came up with their own fucking language anyway, so they were making it up, really. It was like, hold on, you're telling us to critically think, but you believe in what these muppets are telling you? And it was just loads of that going on. And people turned on me. It was really amusing, actually. And that's when I thought, you know, you people are just full of shit. You're just listening to another person. You're not even researching it or have any evidence, or really, apart from the evidence that Nathan Oakley gives you or these channels give you. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
But, yeah. That was fun anyway for a bit.
You were into that. Yeah, I didn't really get too deep into it. I was one of the first, well, I was the first, coincidentally, take it for what it's worth, to interview Mark Sargent, because he did a thing called Flat Earth Clues, which I thought was well done.
Mm.
It was well done. There's a lot of questions, no answers, but
yeah.
It was pretty cool.
I mean, it could be, or it could couldn't be. I mean, I don't know, but it was just really weird how people wanted you to commit to one side or another, and I found that very strange. It was like, you can't dip your toe in it. You either had to be a flat earther, or, and it was the first question people would ask you, you know, are you a flat earther?
Yeah, I know, the only personal question I ask people, well, I'd never ask if you're a flat earther. The most personal question I ask people is, do you squat or not when you're doing number two? Because,
what, do some people stand and shit, do they?
No, it's not really an amusing thing. It's actually a health thing that I learned. I did an audio with one squatter, and it turns out it's the healthiest way to save your life when it comes to your bowels. Fantastic, actually, if you don't do it.
If you're constipated, you mean?
No, just any time, just as a matter of course. And you'll also get the side benefit of very strong calf muscles.
Ah. Yeah, that makes sense, because I do squats for exercise. I mean, squats are really good.
Yeah, well, you may do it over the toilet bowl, and it'll save your life. Actually, I believe that. I think it's so that, like I said, that's the only really personal thing I ask.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I interviewed David Kroll of the Infectious Myth in June, and he had some severe. Well, he 2 weeks later after the interview he died. Which is pretty stunning. So we were not because of me, hopefully, but we were just, he said he had liver cancer, and he sounded pretty bad.
Yeah.
And I just brought up the squatting to him, and he said, yeah, actually his doctor said that might not be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Randomly, I thought, well, see, you know, why do they bring these things up when you're dying? Why,
yeah,
as a matter of course, how about when you're healthy, to stay healthy? Wouldn't that be a smart thing to do? I just thought that was interesting.
It's really true, and because that's another thing that I've been able to look at is, like, health things, and a lot of the things that I found out no health professional will ever tell you, you know. A lot of these things that never tell you. It's all about dosing you up, isn't it? You know, a number of times they're happy to write you a prescription, but there's a world,
yeah,
of things you can do, isn't there, to stay well, you know, the basic,
yeah, yeah,
things, just exercise and, you know,
eating right, getting sleep, clean water, no alcohol, no smoking, no narcotics,
exactly,
no pharmaceuticals. We could all live a long time. It's crazy.
Yeah. Totally, you know, and I've done all those things, abused my body, you know, over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to reverse it now, you know.
Are you a mother?
I am, yeah. I've got a teenager.
Oh, okay. Are they in the school system? That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, but she's been out since March because of fake.
Did she graduate?
Oh, well, no, I mean... No, she in what? March it was lockdown, and she's due to go back in September. She's 13.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, she's 13. Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. What a terrible time for mothers.
It is crazy, actually. Yeah, because I must say, I was worried about her, because she, you know, she's not seeing her friends, but she's coping quite well. But I think if this shit carries on past September, I think it's just going to get really bad. And also they're threatening here that children will have to wear masks if they're over in school.
Yeah.
And they're also threatening to test them weekly. And
oh, I know.
I don't think I will send her back. I don't think I'll be able to. I can't cope.
I know. I know.
You know.
Are you able to stay home and teach her and take care of her?
Yeah, I've been working at home since.
Okay.
So that's okay. And they've said our office won't be open until December. So.
Oh, isn't that stunning? Yeah, I'm hearing next year for so many offices.
Yeah.
They don't even have a date next year. Did you say on next year?
Yeah, I know. It's just mad, isn't it? It's just, I mean, in our city, they've announced the past couple of days here in Birmingham that they're going to do a local lockdown because they're saying that. You know, so all this shit.
They keep talking about that for Birmingham. What is Birmingham like Melbourne in terms of population and industry and economics?
Yeah, we're a very industrial city, but also we're very multicultural, and I think that's the issue because the fact that we're multicultural, because they did it in Leicester, and Leicester has a huge Asian population. They closed it down, and they did it the day before Eid. I mean, how fucking cruel is that? And I think that's what they want to do in Birmingham. We're very multicultural, you know. We have Black, Asian, Indian, Chinese, you know, massive Irish, you know. Really
Irish?
Mixed.
Yeah. Really?
We've got an Irish population here in Birmingham. It's like an Irish centre. That was
you mean
popular.
Recent Irish or old days Irish?
Oh, old, you know, like, say, from the 50s.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's different. Irish are not coming over now?
Not so much, really, no.
No.
But they used to, like, you know.
Well, yeah, the 50s, they were on the move. Italians were on the move.
Yeah.
The Southern Italians. We have a whole patch of Southern Italians. Irish came here in the 1800s. Canada.
Oh, were you in Canada? Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Oh, no, I didn't know, no.
Oh, that's funny.
I've got an aunt who lives in Canada.
Where? Maybe I'll go visit her.
I've never visited her myself, but I saw her last when I was on holiday, but not in Canada, but she lives in Ontario. Yeah.
Where? Drill down.
I've got an address written somewhere. I don't have to find it.
No, I just want to know what city. What city? Ontario's as big as England.
Oh, is it? I've got no idea. I will have a look and I'll let you know.
Yeah, I don't want to know her address. I was just curious.
I know. I'm only kidding.
If you could fit England inside Ontario, that's how big it is.
Yeah, I've no idea. I've never been to Canada.
Well, you should come. You're allowed to now. We're allowed to go to England, but...
Isn't that really odd how certain countries can visit us?
No,
it's really weird.
No, it's not odd because this PSYOP is meant to break America. Mainly.
Yeah. Well, I'm beginning to come round to that now. It does seem like it's all about America, doesn't it?
It's to break it. It's to break it. It's really to break it because they're the hardest nut to crack when it comes to centralization, healthcare, disparity, free enterprise, all those things they want to change.
Yeah.
America's the hardest. It's the hardest. The gun, the defense of the individual liberties. These are all things that are completely antithetical to the New World Order. So they really want to bust them up hard.
But once they bust them, it's easy to break the rest
Well, we're already broken. Anyone that's not on lockdown is already, in a way, considered broken in. Like,
yeah.
I think 95% of the people are walking around in masks. I think they know the answer.
I know.
That's a good sign for them.
Yeah, it is. Because I don't wear a mask, and it's just amazing the amount of looks I get from people who want to murder me.
I don't shop. I'm not a shopper. My poor wife is.
Yeah.
And today she went into a clothing store and the sign says, don't touch it unless you want to buy it.
I
watch women in clothing stores. You gotta touch it.
Exactly.
To look at it and put it, hold it up to you. That's all women do. I shop with women all the time.
Yeah.
And it bores the hell out of me, but they have to touch it and feel it and the fabric and smell it and hold it up to their bodies. And if they really like it, they go put it on.
Exactly.
How the hell are you supposed to buy anything? I can understand your knickers, but come on, a shirt?
But they don't want us doing that. I mean, even for food, they just want you in the shop, pick up your shit, and then leave. That the pleasure has gone out of everything. It, you know, it's not a case.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do any of that. I mean, I haven't been shopping for clothes since, you know, and I'm not even bothered about it. It's all about getting provisions. But even a simple thing like going to a supermarket now, you can't even browse. You just get your shit and then you're out of there because you don't feel welcome anyway. I mean, that's the only pleasure they left us during this time was to go food shopping. There's fuck all.
That's not even a pleasure though. It's not a
necessity, isn't it?
It's a headache now, isn't it?
Yeah, but everything was closed. I mean, they've just reopened gyms here, and even the gym, they emailed me saying you have to wear a mask. I mean, to fucking exercise. I mean, what crazy shit is that?
Do you have to wear a mask when you're swimming?
No, well, they do have a pool there, but not swimming, no. I don't think so.
Oh, that's a relief.
I'm sure some people will, though, because they're pretty fucking retarded, you know.
So what is your take on COVID? When you first heard about it, what did you think it was going to happen?
Do you know, I must admit, and I do admit this, when I first heard about it, I was worried, but that's only because I'm an asthmatic and I was in hospital.
Me too.
I was in hospital two years ago. Yeah. It was awful. I was terrified because I was in hospital with an asthma attack 2 years ago and I thought I was going to die. I was very ill. And it's because
flu. What are you allergic to? What causes your asthma, you know?
Well, I caught flu and that's what it was. I had the flu and
Let me correct your language. I don't think you can catch the flu.
No, you're right. I had the flu virus in my body, sorry.
Well, let me correct that again. I think you had a terrain imbalance, and your body was trying to recalibrate.
Oh,
so therefore, you had
virus-like
particles doing their damnedest to repair you.
Yeah, you're right, because at the time, I wasn't in my best health. I was smoking a lot.
Oh, okay.
I was stressed out, so I was smoking about...
Yeah. That's one thing that puzzles me. Why do asthmatics smoke? I never understood that.
Do you know what? I never took my asthma serious because mine was more of an athletic asthma. It was if I ran anywhere or did strength.
I know, but isn't it like running a race with one leg if you smoke?
Yeah,
it
I know.
It's crazy.
I was really stupid. I mean, that's why I gave up. I don't smoke now. But
what did the doctor say? Did he ever say stop smoking?
Well, no, my doctor.
Really?
Not because my doctor smoked herself. She was a real hypocrite. So.
No, I know, but you're an asthmatic. Wouldn't the first thing they say to you is stop smoking?
Yeah, actually they did, actually. When I think back.
She did say that?
A few times. Yeah. When I went for asthma check, because they'd always ask how many you smoke, and if you do smoke, and I'd say, or, you know, 15, 20 a day, and they'd say you should give
them. Wow.
And, yeah, I did. I smoked. But I was an on and off smoker. Like, I'd give up for periods, 6 months, and then it was always periods of stress, you know. I'd end up just...
But isn't it... I want to see if I'm crazy. Isn't it obvious that you shouldn't smoke or inhale anything into your lungs that's not clean if you can't breathe properly?
But I think at the time, it was like, you know, we all have our self-loathing moments, don't we? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I just punch myself in the face when that happens. I don't.
I know,
smoke.
But I was addicted.
I just give a few left
so
hooks.
And I really did want to give up. But that asthma attack, you know, that really kicked me up the arse to quit.
Oh, my God. Well, I had an asthma attack, too. I had one, too, but they just... Oh, because I would only take a few puffs of my steroid. And then when I went to the hospital, they obviously gave me some oxygen. They said, are you kidding? You should be taking about 3 puffs or 4 puffs an hour. You could have done that when that come in. I said, I didn't really want to spray all this. Well, they just said you could have sprayed a lot more. Because I thought, I don't want to spray all day long with this stuff. Maybe there's something else going on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And sometimes when you do have lots of it, it doesn't do anything. And you can have a nebulizer. And, at first I was scared because I just thought I don't want another asthma attack, you know. I don't want to, because I had flu last time, I didn't want flu, and it sounded like a flu virus. But then as it went on, I'd say after about 4 weeks, I thought this is bullshit. And only because I just didn't know anyone personally who had this thing. And I was asking round and no one seemed to know. And then a few people, like my brother, were saying, oh, well, I think I've had it. And my partner was saying, no. And, you know, certain people say things, but I didn't believe it because I wasn't really paying attention to the mainstream media. And I find that when you stop watching it, it just makes all the difference anyway, you know, because when you come back to it.
Do you want to know my theory about why they have to wear a mask?
Do you reckon it's the, to pick up the faces and so on? Is that what you reckon?
No. Do you want to know my theory about why they're telling everyone to wear a mask?
Is it the ritualistic one?
My theory is, but the main reason is psychologically they want you to remember that there's a virus going on, because since there's no other evidence that anything is happening other than the normal life cycle, people are born, people die, people get ill, there's no other evidence that they can show you on a daily basis, if you're not watching or plugged into the media, that something's happening. That's the only way they can symbolize it. So if every time you see the entire zombie apocalypse wearing masks, it reminds you that there's a problem. But otherwise, if they weren't wearing masks, you would have, unless everyone is hacking and coughing and wheezing and sneezing, you wouldn't even think about it. You'd forget about it immediately. Which, now, I do a job on my own most of the time. I'm alone by myself. So I've been isolated for a long time, self-isolated. And I don't wear a mask, of course, because I only have myself to remind me, and I have asthma, as you know, and I don't want to, you know, if my nose is plugged, I got to breathe through my mouth. We all know that. I have allergies, too. So I'm a mouth breather half the time. I'll be damned if I'm going to block my mouth with a mask. But I think the mask is literally just a psychological reminder that there's something happening.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you would never think about it.
Yes, that's
at
a
all.
Really good point. And I think you're right. Actually, I've never thought of it that way before, and it makes so much sense. Why?
Good.
Sorry,
happy
for
to help you.
It makes so
that's
much sense.
That's it, yeah. I have a mask. I have one of these cheap paper masks that's really dirty now. And I wrote in marker the word phacotube.com on it, so I don't want to change it because I don't want to keep rewriting my logo. But I only put it on like a key to get through a door. So once I get through the door and I don't want to fight, then once I'm in, then you'd have to find me in the store, and if you really wanted to come up to me, you know, it's still around my chin, but if you wanted to argue about where it is on my face, how high up, then that would really take a special person to really want to confront that way. But I just use it as a pass. Okay, I'm in the door. Okay, come find me if you want to, you want to double check and see if it's in the right place on my face, because then I'll argue with you. But once you're in, it's sort of like, you're in like Flint, you know? Once you squeeze through the first pass, then we're just arguing about semantics, you know?
Yeah, I just won't wear one full stop, you know?
I just talked to Brian.
Oh, yeah, but it's probably different where you are. Because here, you can say you're exempt, and then they just leave you alone.
Well, I guess it depends on where you go, because not even most people don't know what the word exempt means, let alone know how to spell it or anything like that. So I don't want to argue with a teenager about what exempt and medical means and any of these big words. So that's why I kind of just, if I do, I hardly ever go anywhere anyway. I've always been an online person, so. I have no problem ordering a pair of scissors online. I wouldn't waste my time going into the store anyhow.
But it makes sense what you're saying. I mean, it has to be that, like you say, it's a constant reminder, because that's why people are getting so angry about it. And I see the anger in people if you're a non-mask wearer like myself. Even though I wear a pass saying that I'm exempt, a big fuck-off pass so that people will leave me alone, you know. That's my key.
What do you wear?
Yeah, like
you wear a pass,
and it just says, I have a hidden disability, I'm exempt from wearing a mask. And I wear that so I don't get any grief. But just around my neck.
Where do you wear that?
Put it on my work lanyard. And I wear that.
Oh. Is it obvious, though?
It's quite obvious. It is. I mean, it's not.
No, but send me a picture of it. Not about you, not your face. Just send me a picture of the word.
Say again.
Can you send me a picture of just the words the lanyard?
I'm curious. Should I put it on the Discord or send it on this number?
Yeah. Well, you can do both, actually. This number is supposed to be able to... You should be able to text this number. I don't think anyone's tried yet. So if you want to try, since you're trying out the voice part, see if you can send a text to this number. I want to see if it goes through.
Okay. Should I send it on... Send it on WhatsApp, shall I? Or just normal? Well, no, send it on text.
No, what? This is not WhatsApp compatible.
No,
by the way, I am on Telegram. You know, have you ever heard of Telegram?
Telegram's like really old fashioned, or is that a new thing now, Telegram?
Well, no, it's not a Telegram. It's a WhatsApp knockoff from a bunch of Russians. So if you want to try that, I can give everyone my Telegram address without giving out my phone number, which is so that address is t.me/fakeologist. So the letter T is in Toronto. .me/fakeologist. So if you click that, if you type that into a browser, t.me/fakeologist, then that will ask you to install Telegram, and then you can send messages. I put some posts there here and there.
Oh, right, okay.
And
cool.
So that's a handy and dandy way. That's a good app that you don't need. The person can't see your phone number.
Oh, I see.
So WhatsApp, if you use WhatsApp, they see your phone number. Or actually, I need your phone number first before I can connect you usually with WhatsApp. You have to be in my phone book.
Okay.
With Telegram, you don't.
I'll try that then.
So t.me/fakeologist. And did you know, Skylarkin, that I'm also on TikTok?
Oh, yeah. I don't have the TikTok app. I'm not keen on it.
Oh, I bet you your
she
daughter
did, but
does.
She, do you know, she deleted it herself because she was sick of it, she said. Because we did a couple of dances
Well, now I'm on it. I don't dance, but I do put truth on there. If you wanna look me up, I'm fake11.com/TikTok.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, fake11 is my shortness service, so... fake11.com/discord, fake11.com/ stream 1, fake11.com/ stream 2, fake11.com/ audio. Oh, those are all my shortcuts. I guess shortcuts, that's the right word. Yeah, shortcuts to my site.
Cool, okay.
So if you want to check that out, you can.
Yeah. I'll have a look.
So you can send me a text. Now, here's a question for you. I know you're not a European. You're a Brit. But do you think I should put a phone number somewhere in Europe to get people in touch? Because after Canada, the... people to my website drop right off. Like, the order of people that come to my website are Americans, UK, Australians and then Canadians, and then it just falls right off statistically.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no... There's no fifth
group. Yeah, you
group.
Should put a European like, number on. Because I reckon you'll have loads of European followers. I mean, you've got Gareth, haven't you? In France.
Yeah, but every country costs me a little bit of money, so I don't really want to put it in every single country.
I suppose there's a central point. You could do France or Germany then, or Holland.
Yeah, but I don't... Yeah, you know what? You know what's funny? I just looked at those countries, and they want my driver's license to read. Yeah, they're very intrusive. They really want a lot of info. I thought, why? What's your problem? I think that's the bloody EU. They want a lot of information. They're not very.
Ireland,
this is the problem.
Or not Netherlands, sorry, Sweden, because the Scandinavian countries, they seem pretty cool, don't they? Maybe you could try one of them. I don't know.
Yeah, Sweden is actually way up there when it comes to people that come to my website. But I guess they speak English in Sweden, don't they?
They do.
Yeah, and the Swedish girls, they're awfully hot.
Well, yeah, so I hear,
You kind of sound, your voice kind of sounds like a little Indian. Are you Indian?
No,
I'm
black.
You have an Indian background?
Yeah.
You're black.
But sorry.
I knew you weren't. It's funny that I, because I have an Indian friend, a woman, and she has the exact same accent.
Really?
But she's Indian. It's very strange. Interesting. Oh, cool. Well, I thought you might be Indian, but okay. Black is fine. Black is beautiful. You must have an opinion on BLM.
But
Black Lives Matter. What's your take on that?
Another thing that annoyed me, actually, because in my workplace, well, we have video meetings now, but my manager, who happens to be an Asian woman, she wanted to talk about George Floyd as a team, and because she was so appalled by it and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And at that point, it was like about 2 weeks after he died. At that point, I'd already looked into it and drawn the conclusion that it was bullshit, and it was just, I just don't think they would have televised it otherwise, you know, and it was available to everybody. I just don't think, and there's so much about it that I think was weird anyway.
Can black people relate to, black people in England relate to black people in America? For instance, are you a, would you call yourself a BDOS? Because they call themselves, they want to relabel themselves ADOS in America. Would you be a BDOS?
What does that even mean?
ADOS is American Descendants of Slaves.
No, so, but I know what you mean. Some people do want to do that. But no, I don't see myself as that, because I just think, you see, I've always had this issue, though, I must say, ever since growing up. I don't want to sound, I don't know how to put it, but I've always had a thing where people, especially other black people, think I'm not black enough. And then some white people might not like me either.
Are you dark black or light black?
I'm just a fully black woman, but I identify as, my parents are Jamaican and they came here in the 50s and I was born here with my siblings. So, of course, I identify as being British. I mean, I've been to Jamaica loads of times. You see, if I try to explain it this way, what it is, I'm a black woman who's been to Jamaica about 8 times in my life. You know, my parents have a house there that they've built to retire in, but they lived here for like 30 years. My dad passed away, but my mum's still there now. And but the thing is, it's funny because I've been several times, you know, patois, the Jamaican, like, pidgin English, I might use... without even thinking about it absentmindedly, but I wouldn't use it, say, for example, at work or, you know, it's not my first language. I'm an English speaker. Yeah, I'll see other black people who will say to me, oh, you sound really posh. And, like, have you even been to Jamaica? And I'm like, yeah, I've been several times. Have you been? And they'll be like, no, I've never been. But they'll speak with a really broad patois accent that they've rehearsed in their bedroom. Do you know what I mean? So that's...
Oh, you really speak very, very well. That's why I thought you might be up
no,
a class Indian.
No, but that's because I was born here. And I'm not going to fake something that I identify with a little bit, but I don't live in the country. I'm not a faker, yeah. Yet people want me to be. Do you know what I mean? So I sort of...
I won't ask you to speak a little patois, but you can if you want.
Well, it depends.
Well, I know a lot of Jamaicans because our prime minister in the 70s opened up the doors to the what they call the third world. And I guess Jamaica kind of was in the third world. I don't know. But we had a huge wave of Jamaicans. And actually, one of my coworkers is a big Jamaican guy, but almost every single Jamaican that I've known, they all went back to retire because all their Canadian money, I think, goes a lot farther back down there. And they can grow their own food. They eat all fruit right off their front yard all year long.
I thought,
my God.
My dad died when he was 88, and he had a lot of health problems. You know, he was a diabetic, and he had thrombosis, and, you know, but he wouldn't have lived for so long if he stayed here during his retirement, you know. And my mum now is 85, and, you know, my parents look better than they ever did when they went back.
I'm sure, because the sun is out all the time, the weather's in the 80s all day long. I mean, what better life? Weather could you actually ask for? Jamaica has some of the most perfect weather.
It's such a lush country as well, like the beautiful fruits and vegetables and the trees, and you can you can basically have a farm in your home, you know, in your back garden. You can have you know, rear your own livestock and leave. I mean, that's how we should be living, really.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, well. I don't think I could go there because I'd be a fish out of water.
That's how I feel, you know.
Well, if I was Jamaican, though, or I had some kind of connection, it would definitely be a better place to live than up here in Canada where it's dark half the year and definitely really bad for your health not to have the sun. I think if nothing else, we've learned from the coronavirus hoax that the sun is the most important thing to good, healthy living.
Yeah, you need it, for sure. I think that's why people are so depressed, because some people still won't leave the house, you know. They're still, because they're so scared.
Yeah.
They still won't even do that. And yeah.
All right, well, I have to go into my office right now. So there'll be way too much noise in there and other people, so... we can talk again at another time. Obviously, the phone works perfectly in England, so if anyone's listening to this, just know that the England phone line works amazingly. Mm-hmm. And the number is on the website, because it doesn't have 1984 in it. I couldn't customize my English number, so it has whatever numbers they gave to me. And you can text me, although you're going to do that after.
Yeah, I'll send you that card.
And I'm going to see if it works.
A picture of the card, are you?
Yeah, send me the card. And you can call anytime. If you want to join us tomorrow on the FART broadcast, you're certainly more than welcome. We do that. It's called the FART Broadcast, which is the Fakeologist Australian Roundtable, starring Rollo, Exoteric, Golden, Everyone's a Jew, Skidmark, and An Ounce of Salt comes by. That will be at 6 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time, which I believe is 11 a.m. Yes. your time, which is 8 p.m. if you're in Australia in Sydney mm-hmm. time. So if you want to come on the Discord, then you can join in
cool.
if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome. So just join the audio chat live stream. You'll see a million guys, and you can help break up the sausage party if you want.
Cool. That sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, fantastic. Well, it's certainly nice talking to you. This is a pretty good way
yeah.
of communicating. The phone system.
Yeah, at least it works.
It's
Did
easy.
You say your name was AJ? I've forgotten now.
No, my name is Tim, T-I-M. My handle is Ab, A-B.
Sorry.
And I also am known as
yeah.
a psychologist. Psychologist
yeah.
speaking. And that's me. And that's all the names I use. I don't use any other names. That's
yeah,
enough,
that's
I
more
think.
Than enough. Did you say Tim as well? There's so many Tims, like, in this tree thing.
I know.
Tim
I know.
Osman,
well,
the other Tim Osman,
yeah.
Infinite Plane, and then...
Tim is obviously related to
yeah.
truth, obviously.
Yeah.
That's what the agency gives all of us the name Tim.
Yeah.
Like Osama bin Laden
exactly.
was Tim Osman as well. No, I'm not in the agency at this time, but Tim would be a pretty
yeah.
good handle.
Okay.
But it's lovely
yeah,
to talk
you
to you.
Yeah, you too. Really good chat, actually. Because there's just so much I want to get off my chest. I'm glad I've got this medium of your, you know, your Discord and
yeah.
everything for if I want to get on and, you know.
Well, absolutely. I don't think there are any other avenues really
mm-hmm.
out there, so... I want to try and stir up the phone system a bit. Just an
yeah.
experiment. So I might ask some more phone numbers. If anyone is out there in another
yeah.
country, just tell me where you are and I can add that country. Of course I got to give up my driver's license to get the number,
yeah.
which I really don't like.
It's really
the idea.
Odd, isn't it? What the fuck?
It's
driving license.
No, just these. Listen, the technocrats are in Brussels. They're
yeah.
the ones that are having orgasms over this technocracy. They can't wait to spread it to the
yeah,
world.
I love it. Okay.
But I really hope that they... I really think they'll go down shooting in the United States if they try and bring their European Union to the United States. I really hope that the Americans... I hope there's a few Americans left that stand up to it, because that's what's coming down the pipe. Technocracy,
yeah.
European Union style. And you guys kicked them out with Brexit, but I don't think they're going to play fair, and they're just doing their damnedest to try and cancel
yeah,
Brexit.
Yeah, because it does seem like a perfect time. As soon as the Brexit thing was supposed to be done and dusted, and that took 3 years, we had this coronavirus, and no one's even talking about Brexit anymore. You know, it's just disappeared now
yeah.
off the table. But what
yeah.
do you think of Trump? What are your thoughts on him?
I don't know about Trump. Trump, every now and then, he gives
us some truth. He's confusing,
isn't he? He seems like... Well, listen, this is a military medical coup. So the idea is they're going right to the people, going around
yeah.
the politicians. So Trump, there's nothing Trump can do. And I keep saying it's a checkmate situation. If he just says, listen, it's a hoax, they'll throw him out on his ear. So think what a position he's in.
Yeah.
Think about it. What a position. He can't do a damn thing. Because 90% of the people think this virus is real. So even if he knows it's a hoax, and I'm sure he does, then what can he say without getting
yeah,
thrown out?
Yeah, he does seem powerless,
really,
doesn't he? And what about Q? Do you think that's a load of bollocks?
Well, Miles Mathis says it's an answer to his conspiracy
right.
site. I don't really follow Q, but it's just, yeah, it's another expose, I suppose, of the so-called deep state. There's no deep state. It's just the intelligence agencies that control, and the intelligence agencies are funded by the NGOs of the world. We all know now one of the biggest NGOs is the Bill and Maleficent Gates Foundation. So that is just the elites and their money creating ideas, because they're really just think tanks. They work 24/7. They're very well funded. I guess it's sort of literally creating a copy of your rich self in the form of a philanthropist organization, and you basically just create policy to control the world.
Mm.
So, yeah, but you look like you're some kind of gracious corporation that gives away all your money, but nothing could be further from the truth.
Exactly,
all they do is influence policy with their gobs of money, and those policies benefit their other corporations that rake in the moolah. They're like yin and yang.
Exactly.
I'll make a policy, and I'll give it to the government to have them implement it, because they don't have any brain power to think. Because we'll pay for all the smartest people to do the thinking, and then we'll give the idea to the government. They can just take it, pass the law, rubber stamp it, and then lo and behold, all our private corporations, our vaccines, our ID companies, will just rake in the millions, because all those public dollars will go to finance whatever idea our NGO came up with. Wow, that's a hand in glove situation if I ever saw one.
Yeah.
Hand in glove. You know, seriously, it's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
It's phenomenal.
It is. It's really clever. Because I mean, they're just based. Well, all they do is create the situation.
I like to call it evil. It's evil genius.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And if you were, you would do the same thing if you had all that money and had nothing else. What else would you do with all that money? You can't eat it.
Yeah. If you've got no integrity, you'd do it, wouldn't you? And if it was all about the money, then yeah.
Well, you could convince yourself you're doing it for the good of the world, couldn't you? You could be delusional. I could be.
I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I could live with killing people or maiming them. I don't know. I mean,
I don't think they kill and maim people. I don't think they shoot them, but I think they cause harm. But
yeah,
it's a very,
people.
Yeah, I think they do. I think we're witnessing that now, you know, withdrawing medical services, that kind of thing. I guess it's a slow kill. It's not a, shot in the head. It's sort of a kill by neglect, kill by ignoring, kill by, yeah. So yeah, I guess it's pretty goddamn evil.
Yeah.
I guess you're right. Yeah, it's pretty bad. But it's hard to pin it on them.
Yeah.
You can't say Bill Gates just pulled the trigger on somebody.
I mean, I don't know, it's just the Q stuff. I mean, I've never paid attention to it until I watched that Fall of the Cabal, and I just find it, a lot of things seem to tie together, like all this Save the Children stuff, and, you know, but I just don't know, it's just hard to tell what is the psyop here, because, you know, I mean, everything is controlled, isn't it, you know, even the conspiracy
science? Well, Q is definitely a psyop. I have no doubt in my mind about that. It's just an alternative. It's an alternative. An alternative position for all those that don't believe the official story.
Hmm.
As far as I can tell.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't look into it too much. But that's what I would say it is.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, good time. So do you think you'll come by tomorrow?
I might do, because it's 11 in the morning, did you say? Yeah, but I'm not sure at that time.
Okay.
Yeah, I might, I'll try. I'll have a look if I remember.
All right.
But yeah, it'd be good to come by, because I've got loads I need to get off my chest.
Say hi to Rolo and Exoterra Rick tomorrow. They might let you get in a word in twice, but I think these one-on-one conversations are a little easier, because when you have a whole bunch of guys and half of them are drunk, it's actually not too easy to get in too many words in. But I humor the boys. They're good guys.
Yeah.
We have a good time.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. Well, thanks, Skylarkin.
No worries. It's nice chatting anyway.
Yeah, and we can talk again. You've got the phone number.
Yeah.
Oh, I hear music. Is that my music?
Yeah, it must be yours.
Okay, we'll talk later.
All right. See you in a bit.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. Bye.